Introduce yourself.
My name's Loman Scarborough. I'm the founder president of the Hopkins County Sportsman and Sportswomen's Club. We do a lot in the community for youth, introducing youth and adults to the outdoors. We've only been established for a little over 2 years. We've stocked local lakes. We've worked on restoration of lakes, removing invasive species. The hot topic this last week is the fish kill over at Earlington Lake. And people just don't understand that basically what has happened, all this heavy rain and things and the heat, they have what you call a lake turnover.
Right.
Is an old term for it. And so sometimes you have a kill. My personal opinion, I've talked to the biologist. I'm not a biologist, but this lake is overstocked with crappie, really small crappie, and that's what you're seeing.
Which lake specifically are you kind of, because it has been, it's everybody's been talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this is Earlington Lake. Mm-hmm. We do a lot in that area. We do a huge Take Kid Fishing event. Right. This year we had over 300 participants. Mm-hmm. Next year I look to bust the 500 mark.
I hope
so. We've been growing every year. We just built a $20,000 free public archery range down there on their property. It's located at the Earlington ATV Park.
Okay.
So you can Google that. Just go online. We'll share our information later. You can go to our website and download the liability form. Just email it back to me and you're good to go.
Okay. Well, in those lakes, when you go down there, when you say, you know, what we're talking about is there is just hundreds of fish everywhere, just floating dead.
Yeah.
And
yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And it's... It's not. It's a kind of a gruesome scene,
yeah.
and it's scary, especially with other things going on. It makes you wonder. And
yeah.
Let's just say this is a natural thing. This is nature taking care of itself.
Yeah. So I really think personally, just by what I've seen in other lakes and things through the years of fishing and even hunting and different things, I think the public's going to see a huge improvement in the lake overall.
Okay.
In the size, because when those fish, when they're overpopulated, they don't have the food they need to
right.
grow.
Right.
And that's why I used to take my daughter up there after grade school in the afternoons, and we used to walk the dam and come back and fish, and we'd catch 100, 200 fish,
yeah.
and they were no longer than my fingers. You know, they were very small. And the ones that were being caught that were like a pound to 2 pounds were down in a spillway. So they're away from all these other fish, you know, because what was so alarming about it, we just worked on a big project. We got the Fish and Wildlife involved. They're doing studies on the lake now. Lots of great things. People are catching huge bass out of there, like 8 pound plus.
Right.
And but we removed the lily pads. The lily
okay.
pads literally took it over.
Okay.
You couldn't even get in there. We put kayak launches in.
Yeah.
People's enjoying the lake now. Well, first thing, you know, they destroyed the lake. But it's actually a natural thing. I met a guy from New York this year hunting on public land during turkey season, and we connected through Facebook. He actually said up in New York they have lakes doing the same
mm-hmm.
things.
That
and
happens.
The great thing about it, we've not seen any bass, any catfish,
right.
any bluegill.
Right.
It's just been the white crappie. And like I said, they were
yeah.
really overpopulated, and I think that's a huge issue with why it's happened the way
right.
it has.
We need to get some crappie fishermen over there a little
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I actually
fill your freezers up. Man, they're good to eat.
I run into some guys from Katy's down there one time,
yeah?
And they told me that it was the best crappie fishery around
oh, wow.
in West Kentucky. That's what
there
they told
you go.
Me. Yeah.
Well, spread that rumor around, right?
like I said, we just built a $20,000 archery range. We're in the process. We're building $15,000 to $20,000 outdoor recreational trailer that we're going to be able to take around and educate people about wildlife. It's going to have furs and things. Like last night, I picked up a elk European mount that
oh,
was
wow.
donated. Unfortunately, when somebody donates like that, it's because somebody's passed away and their
right.
family wants to see
right.
Their memories carried on. So we kind of put it out there. And so.
And where is this going to be located?
We're going to be traveling around with it.
Oh.
We're getting ready to take it to Southwest Indiana. We just got a guy's been in a wheelchair for over 30 years. We just got him hooked up with a track chair. So the end of August, we're going up there to team up with Whitetails Unlimited,
mm-hmm.
Southwest Indiana, and present that to him.
Oh.
But August 1st and 2nd is the place to be. We're gearing up. This is our second Hopkins County Sportsman's Outdoor Expo. And it's going to be located there at the Western Kentucky Archery Complex just off the Parkway, 3100 Grapevine Road. HOPKINSCO Sportsman, that's MEN, at yahoo.com is my email. And HopkinsCoSportsman.com is our website.
We appreciate you for coming in this morning.